Merry Christmas, everybody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All over the world, the bells are ringing.
Hallelujah.
All over the world, little kids are thrilled. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hold on to Him. And all over the world, there are people that don't know Him. And all over the world, where little children don't know Him and are being persecuted because they're Christians. Oh, Lord, we pray for them today.
Yes, Lord.
We're thrilled and we're having most blessed of the blessed people. And we thank You today for Your word and Your goodness.
Praise.
On this of all days of the year. To all of us,
praise
the most holy day in our lives. And we thank You for it. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus.
Thank You, Lord.
I'm going to tell you something, people. He's not a baby anymore. Oh, yeah. He's a full-grown 30-year-old man. Brother Copeland, he's a lot older than that. No, he isn't. He's not one day over 30. In linear time, he is. But there's no time nor distance in heaven. And your parents that have gone to heaven, they're around 28 or 30. Praise God. I said praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, let's get back into the Word here. This is Christmas Day. We're going to talk about Christmas Day. The kids use it.
Did you get to go shopping?
Yes, dear. Okay. Don't bring that up anymore. Okay. You make me nervous.
Okay.
Well, what about you? I ain't seen you going to the store much.
Well, I've been real busy.
Oh, I see. When John was a little boy, you know, at somebody's birthday or somebody, Christmas or something, he'd say, I just didn't get to the store.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's it.
Open your Bibles with me again today to the Gospel of Luke. Now, remember, we found out already that there were no wise men at the manger. There were wise men, but it's symbolic. There were three gifts, and so tradition just established three wise men, and they brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But we know the truth of it is that there were anywhere from 50 to 200 people in that entourage. Now, there very well may have been three kings. Probably so. But it took 50 or to 200 people, military people. They're going through war-torn lands to get there. But it's just good to know the scene behind the scene and know that. And don't get mad and knock the manger scene, knock the shepherds over, the wise men over in the manger scenes, okay? Get over it. Amen. Glory to God. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's so good to have that information and know, and you can see it in your minds and what these men went through and how supernatural it really was. It wasn't three little guys on camels, you know, bouncing through these war-torn lands to get there. But praise God. And, well, we won't take time to go through all that. Now then, Luke chapter 1. Are you there? For as much as many have taken... let me go down to in the fifth verse. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abiah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. They were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. They had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. When Zacharias saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard." That's very important. His prayer had been heard. The angel said, "Your prayer's been heard." Zacharias didn't hear that. It went in one ear and out the other after he said the rest of this. "And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son." That's what he heard. "And thou shalt call his name John. Thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall not drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, and turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." And Zacharias said unto the angel, "Whereby shall I know this?" He should have said, "Glory to God, my prayer has been heard." But fear fell on him. "For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years." And the angel answering said unto him, "I am Gabriel, that stands in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season." He had to get his mouth shut. He didn't know Mark 11:23. He didn't understand the spiritual power of his words and worry, and what he might say while he's worried about this thing. He's worried all this time. No, he shut him up. "And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them. They perceived that he'd seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. It came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, Thus saith the Lord, thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. And in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary." I just get thrilled just reading this, man. "And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying." It didn't say she was afraid. "She was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this could be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the 6th month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Glory to God. Mary said, "Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Mary arose in those days, went into the hill country with haste, into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias, saluted Elizabeth, and it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed art thou, young woman, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come unto me, or come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in the God my Savior."
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Thank
God.
You, Lord
Thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, I want to skip down to the 59th verse. "And it came to pass on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, 'No, not so. He shall be called John.' And they said unto her, 'There is none of thy kindred that's called by this name.' They made signs to his father." He lost his hearing during that 10-month period of time. That's some interesting information. I don't know how he got in trouble, but he got in trouble again. So, you know, some way or another, he lost his hearing. "They made signs to him. He asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, 'His name is John,' and they marveled all, and his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spoke and praised God."
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Now then, chapter 2. "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus, all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made by Cyrenius, when Cyrenius was governor of Syria." Now, Micah 5:2, 715 years before, Micah prophesied and said, "A baby's going to be born in Bethlehem." Now, power of the Word of God. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
That Word governed armies. That Word governed nations. That Word governed everything on this planet. Right up until that day, that Word was the reason he got in his mind, "I'm going to send everybody back to their hometown and pay taxes." Right at that moment, right at her ninth month, and the God Almighty, the El Shaddai, that knew you before the foundation of the world, glory to God, has made a God lifelong covenant with you. And in that book and in that covenant, it says, "By the stripes of Jesus,
Hallelujah.
You were healed." Glory be to God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, where was I? Oh, let's see. Chapter 2, okay. "It came to pass in these days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. This taxing was first made in Cyrenus and those who were. All went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife. And as I said earlier, poor folks don't pay taxes. There wasn't a shepherd in this group. Amen. And so while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room in the inn. He had the money to stay in the hotel, but he's really slowed down. She's riding a donkey. She's 9 months pregnant.
Girls, you know what that means.
Oh, I'll tell you. There were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field. They went over there paying taxes, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were so afraid, and the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, yes, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord," which is the Messiah, which is the anointed one. He's the anointed one of Israel. He is the one. He's the one. He's the one.
Praise God.
"And this shall be a sign to you. You'll find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to..." Hey, can you imagine how loud that was? No, I don't think so. And tradition has it, and I believe it, "Glory to God in the highest. And it came to pass, as the angel were gone from heaven, the shepherds said unto one another..." Now that when that came, the glory of the Lord just lit the place up like daylight. What am I saying, Lord? There are references to that. It just lit up out there where they were, around those angels.
Praise God.
They couldn't stand it any longer. They just all manifest right there. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And why? Why is this so big in heaven? There is nothing, not one, no thing, not one word. There is nothing that God has ever been able to get into this earth from heaven that you can get out. The war's over. Yeah. Right then, as far as heaven's concerned, this is the beginning of the end. And it's just only a tad 3 years away. Tad over 3 years away. And it's over. The war between heaven and men is over. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
That's what we celebrate on this day. And most people, well, not after today, it's going out all over the world today. Hallelujah. Amen. This is why it's so big. Yes. And I'm going to show you something else here. Anyway, let me back up there. "Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.'" It doesn't say goodwill among men. It said goodwill toward men.
Yes.
God's reaching out his hand. They weren't making Christmas cards when they said this. A lot of Christmas cards are misquoted. Yeah. Not goodwill among men. This is a season of goodwill. Well, it is, but it's goodwill from heaven. Yeah. It's goodwill from God.
Praise you, Jesus.
And God is saying, "I'm not mad at you, baby. No. Amen. Isaiah 54 has come to pass. It is as the waters of Noah unto me. Amen. I will neither be the flood shall no more come over the earth, neither will I be wroth or rebuke thee.
Praise you.
Now, just almost 100% of Christians don't even know that's in the Bible. Well, I'm telling you, God gets mad. No, God doesn't get mad. He's stern. He'll correct you. But he's not mad at anybody. Amen. 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 Because of what happened right here. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to show you something. It came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven. Hebrews chapter 1. Are they not all ministering spirits been sent forth? After the day of, on the day of Pentecost, they all came back into the earth because Satan had been defeated. Glory to God. Now the angels are all here and they don't have to be. It's not Jacob's ladder anymore where they have to come and go on assignment. No, this room is full of them right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And let us now go even to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. They came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. No wise men. Of that, I just wanted out of the mouth of two witnesses. We read it yesterday, but here it is again. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, and it was told that was as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses was accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. And as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. Oh, my. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost, he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And we're out of time. We'll have to take it up here tomorrow, but I tell you, I will make this comment. And of course, the widow was there and in her 90s, it was the prayers that knew who he was.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.